Sota, Perik Beis, Mishnah Gimel 2-3. The point of this Mishnah is to answer the question, which specific words from which specific verses are included on the parchment that gets erased in the bitter waters. Now, we're going to have three shitas, and they're going to sort of chop and change the verses in different ways, depending on the shita. So to really understand the Mishnah properly, you need to have a chumash in front of you, and I recommend even like three colored highlighters, or at least a pencil, so you can mark off the verses to make sense of it. But before I get actually into the verses themselves and sort of read them and tell you when we start, when we stop, because I'm not sure not everyone wants to put in the effort to do that, at least let me explain to you conceptually what's happening over here. Conceptually what's happening is we can divide the contents of the verses around the curses into three categories. Category A is like the explicit curse, where it's just that, it says bad things will happen to her. Then I'll call it category B, which is what I'm calling a conditional curse, meaning it says if she was good, then she's blessed, but if she's bad, she's cursed. And then there's a third, which I'll call category C, which are basically the instructions. That means the tzavaos, the actual instructions, write these words down and tell her what to do and make her swear. And also the kabbalos, that she has to agree and say amen to the curses. Now, so those A, B, and C, explicit curses, conditional curses, and instructions, which of them needs to be included is a three-way machlokas between the Tana Kamma, who's Reb Meir, Reb Yossi, and Reb Yehuda. Okay? So, basically, to sort of sum it up here, Reb Meir, Tana Kamma holds you just include the explicit and conditional curses, A and B, but not the instructions. Reb Yossi holds you have all of it included, A, B, and C, so no breaks in the middle. And Reb Yehuda says, no, it's just A, just the explicit curse without any conditional curses and no instructions. Okay, so three shittas there. The halacha is like the Tana Kamma for what it's worth, so you have just categories A and B. Now, the basis of their machlokas is how to learn out the verse that follows the curses, where it says, Es ha'alo sa'ela, these curses. And because S is arguably an additional word that doesn't need to be there, and ha'alos, the hey, the definite article hey, for both ha'alos and ha'ela is arguably also not necessary to be included, because it could just say alos ela, these curses, not ha'alos and ha'ela necessarily. So therefore, based on the S and the two hey's, these three different tanaim are either adding or subtracting. So if you want to make a note here already, that Es ha'alos ela appears in verse 23. So again, this is all in Bamidbar Perik Hey there in Naso, chapter 5 of Bamidbar, and it's verses basically 19 to 23 essentially. So in verse 23, it says that expression Es ha'alos ela, these curses. So according to Rebbe Meir, who's the Tana Kamma, he says the first hey of ha'alos. So it's not just alos, but ha'alos, the curses, adds not just the explicit curse, but also the conditional curse. So it's A and also added B because of ha'alos. But it says ha'ela, these ones, the extra hey there, means specifically those and not something else, meaning not the instructions, so not C. Category C, the instructions. Rabbi Yossi, he just says that the significant point is the S here. So the S, it's ha'alos, S ha'alos el, the S comes to add even C, meaning even the instructions. So Rabbi Yossi is going to have instructions in addition to conditional curse and condition to explicit curse. So the whole thing is included. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, the hey comes to exclude the conditional curse in ha'alos. It's just the alos, the curse, that's explicit curse, not the conditional curse. And ha'ela, these and nothing else, meaning not even the hey comes to add, not even the instructions or the kabbalos or acceptance. So that's not C either. So Rabbi Yehuda says just A. And just reminding you what we said in the previous Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda is the one who said you need just a revius as opposed to a chatzi lug, because he said there's less water required because less words need to be erased, because Rabbi Yehuda holds, as I said a second ago, just the explicit curse section A is what's included in the what's written down on the parchment. So now that's the gist of the Mishnah. Now if you want to put in the effort to understand it really, you need to get the verses in front of you. So get out your Bamidbar, Perek Hey, Nazo, starting with Pasuk 19. And there it says, Hishbia Osaha Kohen Va'amar El Ha'isha. So the Kohen adjures the woman. He says to her the following. Okay, now, begins. So now, this begins what I'm going to call now a conditional curse. So this is like category B. Starting here through the end of the next verse. Because it says, Im lo shachav ish osach, if that man didn't sleep with you, ve'im lo satis tuma tachas ishech, and you didn't turn astray to defile yourself while married to your husband, hinaki mimei hamarim hamarim ha'ela, then you'll be clean, innocent from these bitter waters that otherwise would curse. That's the end of verse 19. So that's category B, conditional curse, because it's if. Va'at says, now we begin verse 20. Again, this continues on the conditional part. In my notes, I highlight this in yellow, because this is the middle category, B. So the yellow continues on, if you will. Category B. Va'at kisatis tachas ishech, and you, if you did turn astray while married to your husband, v'chi nitmes, and you defiled yourself, v'yiten ish bach es shechvaso miba'aladi ishech, and you slept with that man, and that you was not your husband. So then, and it's implicit, doesn't actually say bad things will happen. So it's sort of like there's no actual curse, it's just like this conditional curse, which is if you didn't do the good thing, then implicit the bad thing. So that's, I'll call it category B. Okay? Then you have verse 21. Starts out with instructions. This is category C now, in my notes, if you will. They're highlighted in red. It says, these are instructions, category C, tzavos. V'hishbi'a kohen es ha'isha b'shvuas ha'ala v'amara kohen la'isha. Again, now the kohen adjures the woman with this oath and curse, saying to, he says to her. So now for the rest of verse 21 and the first half of verse 22 is the explicit curse. So that's category A. And really all the shitas, Reb Meir, Reb Yossi, Reb Yehuda, they all agree when it comes now, for sure is included. Because it says, Yiten Hashem osach la'ala v'leshvua besoch amech. Hashem will make you a curse and like the source of people swearing amongst your people, amongst the nation. I mean, people will swear like in the name of that, you know, they'll talk, refer to that woman as that terrible, you know, woman who did a terrible thing. Beseis Hashem es yerechech nofeles ve'es bitnech tzava. And Hashem will make your thigh fall and your abdomen distend, swell. So that's explicit curse. That's category A. Then verse 22, the explicit curse continues. This is more of category A. Uva'o hamayim hama'arim ha'ela b'me'ech. And these bitter cursing waters will come b'me'ech into your innards. Litzbos beten v'linpol yarech, causing the distension, the swelling of your abdomen, and the collapsing of your thigh. That's a curse. So that's the end of the curse. That's category A, and that's, everyone agrees that's category A to be included. And then the rest of the verse is now back to being instructions, category C. It says, Va'amra ha'isha, amen, amen. And the woman affirms that curse, saying amen, amen. This is the Kabbalah. So that's also included in like the instructions, if you will, that I'm calling category C. Okay, highlighted in red in my notes here. Okay, then verse 23, which is not, no one suggests that this verse 23 would be included in what's written down, but it says, the chasav es ha'olosa eila ha'kohen b'sefer, the Kohen will write down these curses on a parchment, on a scroll, umacha el mehamarim, and he'll erase them into the bitter waters. But you see, when it says v'chasav es ha'alosa eila, those are the operative es ha'alos with a hey ha'ela, that those two heys are the, and the s before it are what are the point of the machlokas between the three shitas. Okay, so now with that big picture, and if you marked it up as I described it, so now look inside the Mishnah. Here we go. Bolo lichtov esa magila. So now the next step, because remember, basically the larger picture of the Mishnah is here, is we're doing a play-by-play how to do administration of these bitter waters. So we've got the water ready in the previous Mishnah, and now we come to do the writing of it. So what do we write? Me'eze makam huch kosev. Ask the Mishnah, where does the Kohen start writing down the curses on the parchment? So, Tanakama, which I told you is Reb Meir, says, from the words, me'im lo ve'im lo shachav ish, the Gomer, meaning starting from the middle of verse 19, which is a category B, im lo shachav ish osach, if a man didn't sleep with you, and it continues on. The Gomer brings us to the rest of the pasuk, meaning continues on, v'im los satis tuma tachas ishech hanaki mimei hamarim hamarim ha'ele. Continues verse 20, and that's the Mishnah picks up again. Va'at ki satis tachas ishech, and you, if you did turn astray while married to your husband. Again, the Mishnah doesn't even say v'gomer here. None of my version doesn't. But the verse does continue on, and it's included in this category B, if you will, which is being included according to Tanakh Kamer of Meir. It would go on to say, v'chi nitmeis v'yiten ishbach eshichvato mi'ba'ala de ishech. So then that's the end of verse 20, and that's all category B, and that's included according to the Tanakh Kamer, who's Reb Meir. Then the Mishnah says, according to Tanakh Kamer, the next verse 21, the first half, are those instructions, Veino Kosev, and you don't write the instructions, which are, quote, Vehishbiya HaKohen Es HaIsha. The verse continues on, instructions continue on, but the Mishnah doesn't say these next words, Beshvuas Ha'ala Va'amar HaKohen La'isha. So that's not included, says Tanakh Kamer. And then now we do include the second half of verse 21, which indeed is category A, the explicit curse, which everyone's going to read is included. But Kosev, and he writes, he picks up writing, the middle of verse 21, Yitain Hashem Osach La'ala V'lishvua Uva period. Now that's where the Mishnah ends, but the verse actually continues on, just doesn't mention Megomer, but it would continue on to say, Besoch Ameich Baseis Hashem Es Yirechech Nofeles V'es Bidneich Tzava. Now verse 22 begins, and that's where the Mishnah continues on. It says, Uvo hamayim hama'arim ha'ele, and these bitter waters, these waters that cause damage, cause curse, will come b'me'ayich, into your innards, litzbos beten, to swell your abdomen, v'lanpil yarech, and to cause your thigh to collapse. Now that's, we're halfway through verse 22, if you will, at Das Nachta. Now we, the last part, which says, Va'amra Isha Amen Amen, that's part of the instructions, the Kabbalos, and therefore, according to Tanakh Kamer, that's not included, so therefore the Mishnah says, Ve'eno Chosev Va'amra Isha Amen Amen. The Mishnah, the woman doesn't, you don't write that the woman says Amen Amen, because that's instructions. Rebbe Yos, because that's the Tanakh Kamer, was Reb Meir, who holds you just include a call A and B, but not C. Rabbi Yossi, Omer Rabbi Yossi says you even are going to add in category C, the Tzavos and Kabbalos, the instructions, because you had that S to add that. So, Rabbi Yossi, Omer, lo haya mafsik, you don't interrupt, meaning that in the first half of verse 21, when you had Vishbiya Kohen as Aisha, Bashvuas Elav Amar Kohen Laisha, that we were skipping, according to Tanakh Kamer, but according to Rabbi Yossi, that is included in there. And Rabbi Yehuda Omer, kol atzmo eino kosev, he says no, the thing, the essential thing you need to write is nothing ella, other than from the essential curse category A, which began in the middle of verse 21, yitin Hashem osach l'al l'shvua v'gomer, the rest of verse 21, and then I'll call the first half of 22, up to what says Uvo Amaim Hamarim Ha'ele, that's verse 22, B'me'ayech V'gomer, but not V'eno Kosev V'amr Ha'isha Amen Amen, but not the instructions at the end. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita, so it's the minimal Shita. In any case, the Lach is like Tanakh Kamer, like who's Rabbi Meir, that we do have categories B and C, if you will, categories A and B, but not the category C of the Tzavos and the Kabbalos.